Okay.
Three,
Three, two, one. What up? What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Safe, back at it again with Langston. And
Yo.
yeah, it's been a while since we've recorded anything, but today we're talking about season 8, Game of Thrones, baby. You already know what it is.
Fucking
It's everybody's favorite season, as everybody's been giving such positive reviews on season 8.
Oh
I don't
my
know if you can,
God,
I
dude.
don't know if you can sense the sarcasm in my voice, but yeah. So we're just here to talk about it. We don't have Sharon here because he's one of those weirdos who never got into it. But
Well, I don't
yeah.
blame him anymore right now. He's just good, better off not watching it at this point.
No, honestly, because like Sharon said that like he during this one, like in this group, he was like, you know what? It's funny that like everybody used to like tell me, oh my God, watch it. It's the greatest show ever. And then he's like, it's funny to see that like the greatest show ever that everybody loved so much and told me that like I'm a weirdo for not watching has the worst ending ever. And I thought, for a second, I thought about it and I was like, did we just waste our time? Did we just waste our time for the past 8 seasons? But I was like, no, man, there was so
Yeah.
much good shit in the whole
No,
show.
there was good shit. I mean, up till season 8, even some of season 8, there was a
Yeah.
bunch of stuff that was really good. So
There were some crazy like nail biters. There were scenes that had me at the edge of my seat. There was that once, okay, like for example, whenever I say that, like the first thing that comes to my mind is like the first time Jon Snow killed the White Walker. Holy
yeah.
shit. Do you remember that scene? That
Yeah.
I was literally off my seat, like screaming at my screen. And that happens rarely.
I mean,
That happened
that's one
when
thing, and then Sam kills the White Walker. That's also
I'm
like, oh my
sorry. Yeah.
God, like
That was
holy
pretty
shit.
impressive.
Like,
So like throughout the, okay, by the way, major spoiler alert.
yo, yeah. Guys, if you haven't watched season 8, how have if you haven't watched even Game of Thrones, you might as well not
Yeah.
listen to this because
Yeah, bruh.
it's a
Don't.
great show. It's a really great show, so do watch it, but you will be disappointed in the end. That's what we're just gonna say. That's basically the point of this main podcast.
Know, I have mixed feelings. Like, okay, for the most part, I'm like 80% not satisfied and 20% satisfied with the end. Because for the way everything was running out to be, for the way things were like, so perfectly calculated, there were theories that were from the book that like the show answered. Like okay, people who've been reading the books, by the way, like have been like speculating for years that Valyrian steel kills White Walkers, but nobody like the books never answered that question. And then on the show, when Jon Snow ends up killing the White Walker with his like with his when everybody's like, oh my God, Jon Snow's dead, oh my God, he's dead, he's dead, and then he like slashes that White Walker's ass and he dies and he just turns into like like fucking like the ice you get from McDonald's.
Oh
That
my
shit was
God.
the fucking like everybody was screaming, everybody was like,
Yeah.
yo, because like I remember I didn't even know that theory, or I didn't even have like I didn't even know that. I wasn't speculating shit, but I was still shocked. I was like, hold the phone. Did Jon Snow just kill him? And I was like, did he just die from Valyrian steel or something? And then I read up on it and everybody's like, oh my God, finally we got the answer. And so that's something that's like crazy. Okay. That's
I
something
mean,
that like
Valyrian steel in itself, like the reason why Valyrian steel, it's not because it's like, I don't know if it's really magical, but apparently it's just a kind of metal that was. So if you read about Game of Thrones, like it's on the map right now. It's like in North America, if you look at it. And
Yeah.
Valyria is like in the Middle East on the map of Game of Thrones, as far as I remember. And
Yeah.
like that kind of a steel is basically, it's basically
Yeah.
like adamantium. It's
It's basically
indestructible.
adamantium.
It's basically
Yeah.
adamantium, from Wolver if anyone who's a Wolverine fan might know this.
X-Men,
But
yep.
yeah, so it's basically it cannot be, you can't you can melt it and everything, but it's able to withstand, like it does not corrode or anything,
Yeah.
which is why it can withstand anything. Like anything a White Walker kills, like White Walker can kills, like they can destroy steel and stuff like that, right? But Valyrian steel is very different. That's basically the
Yeah.
special. There's some compound in it and whatnot. But yeah, that's the gist of it.
It's a pretty, yeah, it's an interesting, I think, in the you know how there's gonna be spin-offs of the show, because I was watching a George R. interview tonight today, and so first he said that like they're gonna be like they're working on 5 spin-offs, but then I think we've done a podcast on this, how like they're gonna cut down the spin-offs to like a couple, like I think there's like 2 or 3, but so yeah, he said George R. R. Martin said that there's gonna be a spin-off that's gonna take place 100 years before like Game of Thrones, and there's gonna be a spin-off that's gonna be like 5,000 years before like Game of Thrones. So it's a pretty interesting, I don't know, I can't wait. I'm actually really excited for, even though the ending of the show was quite disappointing, I'm still very excited for like get the whatchamacallit, the sequels or whatnot, the
Yeah.
spin-offs, sorry.
I
And
mean, I
so
heard he's gonna change the books. He's gonna end the books differently compared to the show. That's what he said in another
yeah.
interview. And I was like, I might start reading the books because I definitely would want a different ending compared to what these guys had to show. But
You know, there's a lot, he, because in the interview he also said that there's a lot of characters that he did that they didn't put in the show, and I
Yeah.
don't know, I'm not a big reader, but I just want to read like the books. I feel like it's gonna be they're gonna be brilliant. They're brilliant. I mean, obviously they're brilliant, but
Yeah.
I just they it just sounds so intriguing. There's so much shit that we don't know. There's so much history. Oh my God, I'm excited. I'm really psyched.
Okay. Hey, okay. So let's start talking. So let's start talking about season 8. And let's talk about the good things about season 8 first before we get into like, the stuff that was, disappointing and whatnot. So do you want to start or should I just start with something?
You go right ahead. What did you
Okay.
tell us? Tell me what you liked about the first couple of episodes.
Okay, so before the Great War or whatnot, I really liked the first two episodes because of the build up, like the whole Jon Snow, Daenerys, and the entire Unsullied army walking into Winterfell, which is very similar to what we saw in season one. Jon Snow meeting Bran and Arya, Sansa, the entire family was together. Like stuff like that was very nice to see because
Very feel good.
So stuff like that was good to see, although Bran being like the guy who was just like, oh, he literally said like 5 words in like that those episodes.
Brand's the
Just
most like Lulu character, like
I
I don't know.
swear.
That's what pissed me off, man. Okay, he was okay. So fucking whatchamacallit? I can't think how to say. Spoiler alert! But when they made Bran the fucking king, dude, I was like, I wouldn't have a problem with Bran being the king. It's actually not a bad thing. But he was like, it was like missing for like 20 seasons. You
I
know what I'm talking about?
swear, dude, he wasn't there.
He was so irrelevant for like the longest time,
I mean,
and
no one knew who he really was, dude. That was still a mystery. Like, who the fuck? How? Like, what the hell was Hodor? How the hell could he affect Hodor and stuff like that? Like, a lot of these questions like popped up in my head, and I'm like, okay, where are those answers?
yeah,
But
of course there was a lot of shit that's like still unanswered. It's
yeah.
Azor Ahai, that shit was so hyped. What happened?
Nothing.
What, who the hell is Azor Ahai? What?
It's all there, dude. It's gonna be they're gonna answer questions like this only in the prequel. That's all I can
Better,
hope for.
man. They better, because like this shit is unacceptable.
Okay, let's get into the good stuff, guys. Because they're really okay. So good
Okay.
stuff was also so that stuff happening and everything. And the whole second episode where they were building up to the long night. They're preparing for it and everything. John coming to know about his Targaryen heritage and all that
Yeah.
stuff. Daenerys being there, Daenerys trying to make peace with everyone. John riding the dragon, of course. That was pretty awesome. You see,
That was
a
pretty
lot of
great.
awesome
I like it.
stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, I like stuff like that. And definitely 100% the war between the Winterfell. Like the
Yeah.
war at Winterfell was fucking beast. I mean, there was nothing that could that one of the best wars I've ever watched on television, at least. Because, dude, I mean, we could have an entire podcast just dedicated to that episode. Like
True. No, I feel you.
literally. Like,
Yeah.
honestly, at some point, I'm gonna be we should talk about it. But like, I mean, just from the beginning till the end, like, the whole the silence and them preparing,
You know,
what's her name, Melisandre coming in.
I feel like every war that they've portrayed in Game of Thrones, they've done a really, really good job at making you feel like you're there. Like, for example, scenes like the war, the Battle of the Bastards,
Oh my
when
God.
Jon Snow gets crushed under the people, and you're just like,
Yeah.
holy shit, Jon Snow's dead. He's like getting suffocating to death. I literally felt claustrophobic. I was like, holy shit, bro. It felt like you're in mud and you're like freaking dying. But like, and this, everybody criticized the episode for being too dark and you can't see shit. For a second, I was like, you know what? That's true. I was barely able to see shit. But then when you think about it, if you like try to think about being there and everything, it was brilliant because you feel like you were actually there. Imagine being in a super dark place with a bunch of zombies, and you don't know where they can come from. And it was just
Yeah,
a
it
really,
was.
it was very well done. I thought it was brilliant.
I
And
mean, most people watch the episode and like, and so when I watched it, I turned my room lights off.
yeah,
I
same,
switched them
same.
off. Yeah, so in that way, I had a good visibility to most of the stuff that they had. But even then, the lighting was really bad. But then it just shows that how like vulnerable they were when it came to the
Yeah.
Army of the Dead. Like, I mean, even like the dragons collided with each other in that episode, which shows
Yeah.
like shit was going down, dude. Like
Yeah.
it was very difficult for them to, like even have a proper battle. Like Jon Snow tried to burn all the actual the White Walkers when he saw them, when they just started like burning off some of the dead people. And then there
Yeah.
was a storm suddenly just came and waved him off, which just shows like even though with two they have like two dragons, but they were still in a pile of shit, like it was very difficult for them.
No, I agree. Like that scene where, okay, that Dothraki scene was fucking
Oh
brilliant.
fuck,
Dude,
dude.
the cinematography was mind-blowing. Okay, you know that scene where she's like that red witch, she just like says some random shit, and then
That's
all the
High
fucking,
Valyrian.
yeah, and you know what, like the view from like Sansa and Arya, where like all the their swords start lighting up from left to right, bro, what a beautiful scene. And
Dude,
then
that
like
was beast.
that was so amazing. Like that scene itself just gave me goosebumps. And then when they go, and then you just see like the lights like just end up dimming and then like dying,
Dude, I
and I
was
was
like,
just like,
fuck, game over, dude.
I was like, holy shit, what just happened, bro?
Dude, that's like,
That whole scene, I was just like, yo, I hope Jorah's okay. I hope Jorah's okay.
what does
He
that
was.
feel like? When you write an ex when you're in an exam and you see the first three questions that carries like 20, 30 points and you just ignore that? That's what it feels like.
I'm sorry.
That's what I felt like in calculus too, bro. In calculus too, literally the first two pages of the question paper, I was like, screw this shit.
Man, fuck this. Like, well,
Was like, it's
I don't.
game over.
It's that I felt that where it's like game over when the second time the dead rose, I was just like, holy shit,
Oh,
game over.
dude, that was just bad.
Okay,
But that was one.
you know what's crazy about that scene? Okay, picture this. Okay, Rickon Stark died, and they buried him in the crypt, right? And imagine this, like after like the dead rose, Rickon Stark was one of those fucking zombies, bro.
Oh yeah, dude.
Did
It
you
was
ever
not
think?
just he probably was, because they didn't
Because
burn him.
it was only a couple of seasons ago where he died. I'm sure like his body was okay to be like a Night Walker or whatever, or like
Bro,
Marching Dead or
not just Rickon, even Lyanna Stark, bro. Everyone's bodies are there.
whatever. Oh shit, yeah, Lyanna Stark? No, Lyanna Stark's. Oh yeah. Oh shit,
I think
yeah.
she's buried in the crypt as well. I don't know if it's just a start, because I remember what's his face, Robert Baratheon. He came down to like light candles and stuff, and he's like,
Yeah.
"Why is she over here?" and stuff like that. Like, So her body is, I think, buried in a crypt. But
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, stuff like that. I mean, going the crypt was the worst place I could think of going. But
That was the fucking
regardless,
dumbest
the
thing ever.
things what I did not like about the episode was I wanted to really see Jon Snow fight the Night King. I mean, as much as I liked the fact that Arya killed the Night King, it would have been so much better if Jon did in a way. But
Yeah.
I'm cool with Arya doing it because I mean, Arya is she had to play a big role. Like her
Yeah.
role is big. Yeah, so Arya Stark was basically like I mean I'm glad the fact that she killed the Night King and everything. It was brilliantly done. However, what I was disappointed in this entire episode was the fact that the Night King actually died because we did not really know what he was really up to. Okay, fine. He wanted to kill Bran, which was fine, but there was still a mystery over there because we don't know his intentions. He definitely want. I mean, obviously, he just doesn't want to rule over dead people because what the hell he's gonna do with a world full of dead people? There's
Yeah.
something more that he probably wanted, like maybe
Yeah.
justice, or maybe Bran was the way for him to be come back. Maybe he was gonna use Bran to basically become a human being again, or things of that sort. Like you know, a lot of theories were out there. Like I came up with a lot of theories where he was. Maybe he was planning to use Bran to basically get, because Bran can travel into the past, he can basically go into the past and change events, which could basically help him not become the Night King. So, like, things of that sort. But, like, I mean, we never got to see any of that. Like, you know, if the Night King was still alive, and imagine the Night King made it to King's Landing, dude, I would have loved that so much more. The Night King versus Cersei versus Daenerys, all three of them, like, fight. Like,
I have a friend who had this theory, who was like, he was like, okay, picture this. He was like, you know, in like this, I think the second episode of season eight, they had this one scene where okay, the end of this show or the end of the episode was the castle of Winterfell, and then it was like the army of the dead. They were like looking at the, and then but they didn't show the Night King. So my friend was like, his theory was that the army of the dead are gonna fight like Jon Snow's army, but the Night King will end up going to freaking King's Landing and on his dragon and just destroy everything and then even and double his army. Now that would have been a pretty crazy thing, because like that would have been amazing actually, because like that then it's like a true like I don't know, and then the whole Cersei thing would have been like whatever, you know. But I don't know, it's I thought it was a really cool like theory, but instead it was, I don't know, it was, I don't know, man. It was
It's
good,
fine.
but
It's fine. It's
I
still
wish we had more.
fine. It
Yeah,
would
it's
be
still
fine
fine.
if they justify the next three episodes. But
Yeah,
even
it would
that
have been.
was not justified.
Yeah, I wish we had more insight on like the freaking the Night King, because he hasn't said a word in the whole like eight season. You never hear him say a single thing. He like literally, I don't know. You don't. I mean, you know how he was created. You get that like it was the children of the forest or whatever,
Yeah.
but why?
And who the
What
fuck
is
is the Lord of Light, dude? What did the Lord of Light play the entire freaking thing?
That shit was another loose end. That was like, what the fuck? So this motherfucker can like light shit up whenever he wants, but I don't know. You're not gonna tell us like what the whole like dealio is with this guy, because like it was so random. It was because he brought Jon Snow back to life from the dead. He brought
A lot of
or
people
whatever.
from the dead. There's another guy who he bought from like 5 times from the dead or something like that. But
What's his name?
forgot his name.
Beric the Dondarrion, or yeah, Dondarrion or something like that. What's his name? He
Beric,
was,
Beric.
yeah, Beric, man. He was a badass character, man.
I
Beric Dondarrion was
swear.
a badass character, and I don't know. After like he him okay, his death. I wish that like if they should have just ended up killing Jon Snow or something, or given him an honorable death instead of like the way they ended shit. You know, they didn't give him a
Yeah.
proper fucking like.
We'll talk about that. We're gonna talk about that. I'm gonna talk about what this should have done. Okay. So we finished the war. Now let's talk about the freaking barbecue fest that
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Drogon had with fucking King's Landing, okay?
Yeah.
What was that, okay? See, let's look at Daenerys first. From season
Yeah.
1 until season 7, or until mid-season 8 at least, we see
Yeah.
Daenerys as a person growing. She was like very low-key. She wanted to get to her home, which is completely fine. But we have seen her have mercy towards other people, where she freed the slaves in Meereen. She punished those who were wrong, which was fair. Okay, she had three dragons. She did not like misuse them in any way. She even took two of those dragons and kept them in the cage because they were burning other people and stuff like that. So just all these things. Okay, she freaking went. And wait, so in season 5, season 6, she basically made peace with a lot of people. She made allies with like the Unsullied and everything, okay? And in freaking season 7, she even meets Jon Snow. She asks him to bend the knee and everything, and he refuses, but she doesn't do anything to him. In fact, on the contrary, she actually goes beyond the wall to help Jon Snow. She could have just been like, you know what, screw this guy. It's like five people. I don't even have to give a shit. Like, they die, dude. That's on them. But she goes to them. She loses her dragon. And she actually understands the consequence of what could actually happen. And she helps Jon Snow and she helps everyone. Okay. And then she comes to know the truth about Jon Snow, which is fine. Jon Snow's a threat to her and everything. And she does understand that, you know. He doesn't want the tone of people are going to be against her. But then they made it seem that she forgets the fact that she's still the queen and everything. And then, in season 5, like in the fourth, fifth episode, when she, you know, burns off the Iron Fleet and everything, it's
But she
like
burns who?
the Iron Fleet. Like, that
Yeah,
was all cool, okay? But then no one just switches her mind to burn off King's Landing. Like, that is not her character trait. Like, that is not at all what she was. And in the sixth episode, when she comes and she's like, so we are going to go in the entire world. No one will have a choice about what they have to choose. Like, that was never Daenerys, dude.
that
Like,
was not, I mean.
they changed the character. Like, she was brainwashed. Like, you know, like maybe I'm sure she could reason. She's a Daenerys Targaryen. She's not her father. Like, so many times she was like, I'm not my father. I'm not my this, which is completely fine. But they just fucked that over, dude. They basically made her the Mad Queen, which was not it's not justified because there was no build up to that. It was all abrupt. Like, it was so sudden.
You know what's crazy is that, okay, she has this conversation with like Olenna Tyrell, I think, where she says that what Olenna tells her, like, use your dragons, and she's like, I want to be like the queen of the people, not a queen of the ashes. What the fuck happened to that, Daenerys?
I
You know, like,
swear, I remember that. I remember that. Yeah.
everything. Okay, this episode I would have been completely okay with and 100% fine with, because okay, I didn't mind the episode. I liked the episode. I thought it was kind of cool, and like the way this everything like turned out and how she went crazy. That's fine. I know that wasn't Daenerys, and I wouldn't have cared if Daenerys went mad as well, like her father did. Because I mean, you know, the whole like Targaryen craziness or whatever, like, or madness, like them, like, you know, making that like a sure thing, that would have been a great way to, like, you know, that would have been a very Game of Thrones thing, because like Game of Thrones always has something crazy unexpected to happen. You know, there's always something that's like, oh shit, man, you never expected that to happen. So that's fine. But the way, I guess, I mean, I've said this so many times, I've spoken to so many friends about this, but and I feel like a lot of people have also felt this way. The way everything was so rushed, like, you know, if they wanted to make her go crazy, I wish they had put more effort into her, and I wish they'd put in more scenes where it was like where it was like subtly showing that, like, okay, yo, shit, she's losing her mind. Like, I mean, they did kind of do that, like last season when she burnt the Tullys, like the Tully brother and father, and I was like, holy shit, that was not cool, man.
That
She
was
just.
ruthless.
I mean, they tried to like mask it off as like, holy shit, like, you know, like she just burnt like a father and son, and even though her advisor was like, no, like these people are important, you can't kill them, maybe they'll become our freaking you know, allies in the future, and she didn't listen, and she just went on and ruthlessly burnt them. And I don't know, it was pretty, it was pretty crazy. Like she seemed very impatient, and it was like, okay, you know what? She doesn't seem like the best person now, because I stopped liking Daenerys like last season when she was like, when she pulled that shit. I was like, okay, this is not heading in the right direction, because clearly she's like, you know, she wants
She's
nothing but
misusing
the throne.
she's misusing her power, basically, dude.
Yeah,
Like,
she's
she
missing
has three
her power.
dragons, and basically she's
And
like,
the
okay, I have a dragon, that's it. Every time a dragon roars, people get scared, which is fine. But dude, if Drogon was killed, dude, she doesn't have jack shit. Like,
Exactly. She doesn't have shit,
she doesn't have
but
jack shit. Like, she doesn't have, at this point, you know, when, like, look at Jon Snow. He doesn't have dragons, but he has the entire world for him. Like, you know, he doesn't need dragons to even like say anything, because he is like freaking, you know, whatever. But she, with dragons, in at least the fifth and sixth episode, used them as symbolic, like symbols of power, which
You know,
was the conversation between Tyrion and Jon. You know, like, even Tyrion was like, you sat behind a dragon, you had that power, but you wouldn't burn the city, right?
yeah,
Stuff like
it was,
that.
you know what was crazy is that there's that one scene where, I don't know, Bran becoming the king is fine and all, but I don't know, even in season 7, they were hinting at, okay, Jon Snow might actually become the king. Because you know that one scene where Lord Varys and whatchamacallit, Tyrion were talking about Jon Snow, and Lord Varys was like, yeah, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, yeah, a cock is important or whatever to run the kingdom or
I
whatever. And
swear.
then he was like, that's whatever. But Jon Snow was a he's a war hero. He like you know he's been in like three wars, man. Battle of the Bastards, the freaking this battle. He's been to the Battle of the Dead. Like, he's a
And
war
Castle
hero. And,
Black as well.
yeah, three wars, man. Three, four
Four wars,
wars.
actually.
Four wars. Like, now if you think about that, like, if he's not gonna rile people up, obviously, like, people are gonna wanna follow him. He's a war hero. And I feel like Daenerys, the whole show, they just showed her, like, I mean, they showed her craziness come out of jealousy for the most part. And that was something I was like, I get that, like, but I thought Daenerys was a lot stronger than that. You know, I didn't think that
Yeah.
Daenerys would be something who would fall for jealousy. Like, if they were showing her, like, you know, losing her mind. And another thing, if everything turned out the way it wasn't, and I wish they showed Daenerys to be a little crazier in the last episode. You know how in the last episode she was still like, she said this one line where she said, Jon Snow was like, you run a kingdom with mercy or whatever, or something along those lines. And then she was like, she's like, we can't give up what we are here for because of these little mercies. That's when I was like, okay, this bitch cray. She's lost it. Like,
She's
she's
lost it, dude.
definitely, she's not fit to be the queen. They ended her. They showed her like dying, or the not dying. The way they showed her going crazy because of jealousy. Like, they showed the scene where everybody was praising Jon Snow for riding the dragon, and she's like, I've been riding dragons for years, this and that. I don't know. I wish they, like, they showed Daenerys was like, they've always showed her as such a strong character, and then her like going mad over, like, you know, like jealousy of someone she loves, or like supposedly loves. I don't know. It was just like, it seemed too, it didn't, first of all, it didn't seem like Daenerys, and it seemed too easy. It seemed like a very easy way out. Like, if they showed her doing like more crazier things, where she was like, you know, threatening her, like she was constantly threatening her, like people who were close to her, or if she was threatening Missandei, or if she was like, you know, being dangerous to herself or like the people around her, then I would have been like, okay, like, you know, she's going nuts. And I don't know, there were scenes where you're just like, I wish they were like, they showed her like a bit more crazier in the last episode. Where, like, you know how, like, in the end, like, after everything, after she's burnt the whole city down, bro, the last season, okay, the second last episode where they show her face, like, before she burns the city down, bro, she looks crazy. Like, her eyes are red. Everything is like, you can tell that she's lost it. And that's when I'm just like, bro, this is crazy. Because
This
right
is
before she
mad.
burns, yeah, she's gone mad. She's definitely, there's nothing, there's no turning back now. And I thought that was brilliant. Dude, the makeup artist, dude, like, props to them, man. They really made her look crazy.
I swear, dude. I don't like the fact. I mean, though, if there was like a war between her and Johnson, like, you know, Johnson going against her and stuff like that would have been fine, but not the way she died, dude. Like, she just died with one stab. Like, that was just like, that was. It's like, you know, the way the Night King died. It's like basically Daenerys, dude. Like, there was no meaning to anything. Like, there was
Yeah.
nothing. They could have at least made one more episode to have some few justifications. But they made it. I can't digest
Actually,
the fact that this is how it ended.
the interview I was watching of whatchamacallit, George R. R. Martin today, he was like, I wanted more than like six episodes. He was like, it was their call. They ended up doing it like as like he's like for the amount of content my books have. He's like, the book could have gone off at least like another five seasons. And I was like, what?
Dude,
Another
because the
five
book has
seasons?
everything about, dude, it has everything about Essos and all. The book
I
covers not
know.
just Seven Kingdoms, it covers much more than that. It covers more families, it covers more. Dude, it contains information about Valyria, dude. You know, that itself is so much, there's so much more history in that.
Yeah, man,
Like,
it's crazy.
before the Doom, it was not Targaryens, it was Valyrians who were strong.
Yeah.
Valyrians were the strong people.
And okay, but I get like why they would want to like keep it like at such a like, I mean, there's also budget issues. Like obviously they can't just keep investing that much
I
money.
know they can't, and they can't pay. I mean, the actors also demand that much money and everything, which is totally fine. But at least give us a good ending, man. We're not asking for more seasons. We just ask
Yeah.
for a good ending. You want cut off Game of Thrones? I don't want to wait for more seasons, anyways, because I hate that way. I hate the wait, dude. But
Yeah,
like,
dude.
yeah, like I'm glad I didn't. I was like happy that this was the last season in a way, because I'm like, okay, I don't have to wait for more seasons.
Yeah, that was
But
another
like.
thing that went down because we waited years for this shit, man.
2 years for fucking what, Bran to become the king and Jon's. Oh yeah, Jon Snow, dude. Okay. The amount of hype, the
Yeah.
hype that was done for his character was not justified. Okay?
Exactly.
They
I agree.
made him, they basically up made him to appear to be like the main, like you said, he was a war hero. Won
Yeah.
so he won he was basically in all the battles of Game of Thrones was basically Jon Snow's.
Yeah,
Including the
exactly.
last one, okay, the whole fact about, you know, going on the mountain, like where Bran witnesses, Lyanna Stark's deathbed and Jon Snow getting born, Jon Snow becoming the King of the North, him coming back to life, you know, after being stabbed, like we thought Jon Snow would just die, but you know, everyone was like, "Fuck, Jon Snow is dead, Jon Snow is dead," and he's come back to life now, you know, and then like
Yeah.
stuff like fucking. He was able to ride the dragon. You know, there were a lot of hints where he was able to touch the dragon. But like, there's so many special things about him. And in the
Yeah.
end, they literally were like, well, this is cool, but I guess you can just go to Castle Black now. I mean, we don't have White Walkers or anything, but just go
Yeah.
chill over there. Like, you know, go see
Bro.
ghosts or something. I don't know. What the fuck, dude?
The memes are hilarious. You know the memes that are like specifically like there are some memes that are like they're like, oh, you remember that thing that happened in Game of Thrones? Yeah, that was completely pointless.
I
Those are so funny.
swear.
I saw one of those memes for whatchamacallit. There was one of the memes for the Azor Ahai. There was one for you know the people the faceless men. Yeah, that was very pointless because
Useless.
that yeah
Useless.
that was pointless. There was the scene where like you know what the whole build up and like the you, okay season seven the ending when they show the baby's face and then it just merges into Jon Snow's face. That those bro the goosebumps. The everything, the feels everybody got because of
Was
that scene,
crazy.
you know, the whole reveal of like,
I replayed that like so many times, dude.
yeah, you know, the feel of like, holy shit, Jon Snow is the true, like, you know, heir. He's a Targaryen. Everybody's been speculating for years. He's a Targaryen. Finally, we know who's a he's a Targaryen. For what? For fucking
Nothing.
Bran to become the fucking king? Like, that was so stupid, man. I don't.
Dude. So wait, now no one knows he's a Targaryen. He's just gonna be go he's gone beyond the wall. He's still Jon Snow. There's no more Targaryens left in the world, basically. He's not gonna reveal himself.
Yeah, he's like he's obviously whatchamacallit, the fucking Yeah, he's
Like, imagine seeing all the
Ulukapatta.
wars. Ulukapatta he is basically now.
He kept saying, "Fucking, you're my queen. I don't want it. You're my queen. I don't want." Like, bro, fucking, you're getting $1 million per episode, man. You need more lines. Fuck.
I
Like,
swear, dude. Like,
it's like,
dude, why
you
would
know,
as Jon Snow's character, like, he should know, he knew what only in the when he was about to kill Daenerys, that's when he said something sensible. He's like, "You actually kill millions of people, little children, you know, like stuff like
yeah,
that." And
he was
like
like,
that's what that was like the real Jon Snow, which I actually saw for a long time.
yeah, that's when I was like, okay, that's finally Jon Snow is like not thinking from his penis and he's actually thinking from his brain. It's like, bro, like she killed innocent people, the same innocent people she swore to, like,
Protect.
the breaker of chains, I'm this, I'm the that. It's like all these fucking, like, claims that she claimed that I'm gonna, save the world, I'm destined to be great, I'm this and that, like Unnu ki patti, like she freaking killed everybody. And dude, that face when she made, okay, first of all, brilliant acting, okay, like that face when that she made when she was like, when every when, before she killed like the people, bro, that's when I was just like, bro, this bitch cray, this
I
bitch
see.
cray.
This risk. Bro, if you think about it, dude, Cersei, like, what did she do to the people in King's Landing? Everyone was living a happy life. I don't even know. The only reason why she was bad is because we wanted Daenerys to actually become the queen. Well, so Cersei took the throne by killing Ned Stark. That was there as well. But, like, that's there. That was not right. But she wasn't killing people. Like, she did not kill, like, so many people. Like,
Cersei?
yeah, like she killed people in the past, but the people in King's Landing were living their lives right now. Like no one was unhappy.
Literally,
People.
that there's that one meme, like nobody. And then, like, absolutely nobody. And then
I
it's like
swear, dude.
they're burning the
I don't get this. Okay, when people are killing the when the dragon is like burning fire to the city, Cersei is like sipping her wine. I'm like, dude, if it was me, I would shit in my pants. I would go down to the crypt. Not the crypt as in I would take a ship and sail somewhere else, dude. I'd be like, screw King's Landing. Fuck the city. Who can withstand a dragon, dude?
It's like the whole, okay, if they show, okay, did I, by the way, before I cut off, did I say the whole, like, I didn't finish my whole Daenerys topic because, okay, Daenerys going crazy was I think that was not a bad thing. It was a very Game of Thrones thing to happen because, like, something you would never expect from the show. But, or like, there's always something crazy that happens in the show, but that's very unexpected. There's a red wedding, there's the Ramsay thing, there's a
Yeah.
fucking the purple wedding, all crazy shit that, like, everybody's like, oh my god, this would never happen, and it ends up happening. Daenerys going crazy, I don't mind it. I like, yeah, she was a great character, but her going crazy eventually, I wish they had done more work into making her go crazy. I wish there were more like intricate scenes or like more like, like scenes where like it was that were hinting at her madness. Okay, her killing the Tullys was a great, like, sign. Okay, she's losing it. But but after, like, okay, since everything was so rushed, and I've spoken about this to so many of my friends, and it's just like it just happened. I've said this so many times that I'm tired of repeating it. Everything was just so rushed that, like, and like Daenerys, like, just like flipping, like, as like the mind until like instead of like taking over King's Landing and like running the people, I'm just gonna, like, even after they rang the bells, I'm just gonna like yeet these people, I'm gonna burn everybody,
Yeah.
barbecue the light the shit out of these people. So they end up doing this thing, she ends up doing this thing, but then at the, I wish at the last episode, the episode where she dies, I wish they had shown her to be a bit like crazier than she was. I wish, wait, did I already say this? Where, like, I
Yeah,
wish they
yeah.
showed her to be like, where, like her father, like where she was just like sitting on the Iron Throne and just yelling like, "Burn them
Burn them
all, burn
all.
them all." Yeah, like that would have been such a cool fucking thing, like her father. And then Jon Snow goes up to her and stabs her. That would have been cool. But like this whole, like, I mean, I really like that line, like the whole mercies line. But I don't know, there's so much they could have done with the
There
end.
was,
There's so
man. I
much.
mean, there's no point talking about it. I mean, it's good to talk about it, but like, they really like fucked it up, and they fucked up Daenerys' character, Jon Snow's character. Arya's character was kind of unfinished because, I mean, the God of Many Faces was not there. Sansa was pretty much wrapped up nicely because she became the Queen of Winterfell, which we knew that was gonna happen. Bran, on the other hand, was still unfinished. We don't know who the fuck is he. He's a three-eyed raven, but we do
Bran,
not know the
okay.
point of that. The point
You
of him
know,
in like, you know, like influencing Hodor and all this stuff. Like, we don't know so much about that stuff. So I don't know how did he deserve to become the king in the first place.
the scene where he kept saying that, like, I am not Bran anymore, I'm the three-eyed raven. Ab kya hua bhai? When he gets to throne, ab bhool gaya three-eyed raven. Yeah, I am.
I'm Bran the
Like,
Builder.
what
Now
the
my name is Bran. I do
hell?
not want to be the Lord of Winterfell. I wanted to become the King of Seven Kingdoms.
Exactly. It's like, it's like, are you like, what the hell, man? I mean, they showed him like this guy who really doesn't give a shit about anything, and then they're like, would you, and then Tyrion's like, would you like to be our king? And then he says, why else would I be here? Are you serious?
They made him look like a god.
They made him look like a fucking weird,
Yes.
like, as in, like, there's some creep who's staring at people, and then he tells his sister about, like, there's that one scene where he's like, you look really beautiful on your wedding
Oh
night.
my God,
How fucking
dude. I swear that was so
creepy.
creepy, man. Like,
And this bitch is, like, ready to be the king. Like, that is ridiculous.
really
I
is, dude. Like,
honestly.
what can, like, imagine, like, a guy who is, like, living in the past, ruling seven kingdoms, okay? Okay, he knows everything. That's cool. But, like, what's the point? Like, that's not like he should play his part, like be the three-eyed raven and sit in a tree or something. Okay, let someone else be a king who doesn't know what the past or the future is. Like, let someone who's like a let's have a real like thing, you know. Honestly, man,
Bro, when
but okay, maybe him being a king is still fine, okay, no problem. But at least Jon Snow, they could have still kept him in King's Landing or made him King of the North or made him something, dude. But he just went back to freaking Castle Black and they made him part of the Night's Watch. I thought that was over for him as a character. Like, he deserves much more than that. And Bran is like, no, war's gonna start. Bran is firstly powerful. He can end shit. Like they don't have to like make a big deal about it. Like, he killed the queen, and the queen, they could have just been like, okay, so she killed a lot of people. And she did maybe, I don't know, something on those lines. And at least, you know, declare him as Aegon Targaryen. None of that shit happened.
that
He's
was
still a bastard, according to everybody. And, like, well, he knows he's not a bastard, but still, like, everyone thinks he is. And they show Jon Snow being depressed in the end, dude. Like, he's still depressed, like, you know, going into the woods and stuff. I'm like, man. Like, at some point, to every time, I wish the Night King was still alive. Because shit like this wouldn't have been seen. All the dragons would die, and Daenerys wouldn't have done what she did. Like, honestly, that's what I just wish to happen, and they would have anyways killed the Night King at some point. But I don't know. The show was not justified according to what they showed. Everything they showed, everything that led up to this point, was not a good finish. And it was. After so many years of watching Game of Thrones, like, I'm gonna probably start reading the books because I definitely want to see much. I want to like Game of Thrones, not hate it because of the time invested into this. I don't want to hate the damn thing. So.
Cersei, okay, another thing. Cersei dying was not satisfying, and Jaime dying was the stupidest shit in the world. Why the fuck did he go back? The
I know.
whole character development of Jaime from being this asshole who, like, dropped Bran from, like, the top of the tower, and then becoming a nice guy, having all these, like, like, scenes where he talks to freaking, Brienne about how, like, I'm not actually an asshole, I'm very misunderstood. The only reason I killed the Mad King was because, I was trying to save people. And the people call me the Kingslayer, but I'm not the Kingslayer. I'm a nice guy. And all this character development, him leaving Cersei, going to fucking Winterfell to fight the dead, like, ending up with Brienne, sleeping with her, and then freaking, and then going back to Cersei to, I was just like,
What the fuck?
yeah, You know what? Why don't you just like fucking like just shoot him in the head? Like what's the point of like all this? Just like either shoot him in the head or shoot your viewers in the head. Because like, what the hell was the point of like all this buildup? Jamie's buildup was just the one of the most disappointing things about the ending. It was like Jamie's buildup, freaking Jon Snow's buildup, freaking Daenerys's buildup, freaking
everything.
All this shit was. It was just like
even
Bran,
Cersei, dude. I
Bran,
thought Cersei was smarter.
Yeah, I didn't. Bran didn't even have a build up, but he had the best ending. Can you believe that?
Like, I know.
Like, fuck, man. What the hell was this? What the hell did I just?
Dude,
like,
Cersei was the kind of person who was never scared of the dragons, who never got scared of them. But you know, we see, like, I thought she had a. You know what I thought was gonna happen? I thought she was basically. You know how she blew up the. What do you call the sept? I think that's what it's called. Where, you know that where the amazing music starts playing and everything. So I thought she was going to use green fire, the green fire, if that's what you call it.
Oh my god! You know what would have been an amazing ending, bro. Now that you remind me of that.
Yeah.
Fucking Daenerys burns the whole city down. Okay.
Yeah.
Cersei's still alive. She's with Master Pice. Oh my! Whatever the fuck that guy's name was. They get arrested. Daenerys is like, I want to meet Cersei, okay? Oh, no, they didn't get arrested. They're running down, they're running out of the castle. They get captured. They're brought back to Daenerys. And then, whatchamacallit, Cersei, like, suicide bombs and, like, just kills Daenerys.
Oh, dude,
with
that
her.
Would have been fucking dope, I swear. Dude, that would have been the fucking ending, dude.
Like she has some suicide vest or some shit. She kills herself. The master Pycelle dies. Everybody dies. Like that's in that area and that's in that circle. And then everybody's like, holy shit, what the hell is going on? And then they end up making Jon Snow the king because he has no option. And freaking yeah, wouldn't that be great? Because like okay. That would be like, okay, Daenerys died. Now, that would be a shocking death for Daenerys. Everybody loves Daenerys. But like now Jon Snow can be the king, you know?
Dude, if I had to write this, if I had 2 years to write a story like this, I would have definitely made, I would have made more episodes, not just 6 episodes.
Yeah.
But I would have, I know for a fact, no one could have directed the war, the great war, as good as they did. Only the part they fucked up is killing the Night King. I would have at least had that. Like, the war should have been 2 episodes.
Yeah, the war should have been 2 episodes.
Everyone dies, the Night King leaves all these hoes, and he goes off to fucking King's Landing, and then the next war starts. That would have been cool. Okay? But regardless...
You mean Jon Snow losing the war?
Like, basically it was lost, right? Everyone was dead and everything, and the Night King would just probably leave to King's Landing,
yeah.
And probably Bran would have disappeared or something, and the Night King is again going after Bran. Something on those lines would have been good, but nothing of that sort happened. And I mean, that's how I would have, like, you know, imagined it to be. But there's one thing I've got to say, like, in this entire season, no one could have had directed that war as good as they did. Like 11 dedicated weeks.
Yeah.
I know they had a bad ending to the show, but I've got to say, like, the dedication to that particular episode was commendable. I mean, the dedication to the whole show, but that episode took 11 weeks to shoot. That means fucking 53 nights or something. Like, you know, they came to shooting at, I read about it, like they came at 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. in the evening, and it was actually cold, and they would leave at 5 a.m. in the morning. And these are actual actors. I mean, I have never even studied that much for any exam. But these were actors, like, doing that for a role. And, like, these are all young actors, dude. But still, like, and some of them are probably old. So I've got to say that's all commendable. Like, regardless of what they did with the show, that's the writer's fault. But the actors, on the other hand, they have done an amazing job, like, doing what they did. Like, I would never, like, you know, say anything about them. Because
honestly,
the dedication for Game of Thrones, like, was fucking commendable. The writers can go, like, the writers are different. Like, they just fucking made the actors do something stupid. But the dedication that I loved in this, which is why we all like Game of Thrones. So,
I mean, I'm still glad I watched the show. It's not like, I wouldn't take it back. But, like, Man, I wish the ending was a bit better.
मतलब कि थोड़ा यू नो एटलीस्ट गिव अस सम फकिंग
Everybody knew that the show was gonna have a bittersweet end, but
yeah
I feel like it was more bitter than sweet.
everyone thought everyone was gonna die dude this was like at least king
It was the most bitter, most cuddly ending I've ever freaking I don't know, it was the worst. But
Kharvi ending bro but anyways man it was whatever it was a good show it was whatever I'm not gonna like
yeah, one good thing that happened. Okay, I really liked. I really. I'm glad Mountain versus the Hound happened. The Clegane Bowl happened. That's something that we've all been waiting for.
That was badass, dude.
Was badass, and
Yeah.
I don't know. I just love that whole scene where the dragon was flying over them and they were like burning everything, and then they're just like fighting,
The mountain.
and then that scene where like the mountain's like on top of the stairs and he's at the bottom. That's always how it's been. As like
Dude.
he's always been like. He's always been like, he's always looked like he's always been that character who's always been who's lived under the shadow of his brother. And then and like he like his father also like, stood up for his older son when like he burned his face. Everybody's always like, spoken about the mountain very highly and everything. And then he finally gets to fight him. Bro, that was
That was
just like,
dope. Dude, I like the
that
part
was
where he stabs
amazing.
him in the head and he's like, "Die, bitch,
Like fucking die.
dude, this was like the best zombie ever, dude. Like, even White Walkers were not so strong.
Seriously, man. Like he literally put White Walkers to shame with that fucking zombie.
I swear.
Now that was an intense
Like, if
wow.
the White Walkers were like the mountain, like all of them, dude, they like Winterfell didn't have a chance.
Yeah.
Like nothing could stop
It's
them.
seriously,
But
seriously.
yeah, overall it was good. Arya Stark, amazing. Sansa, amazing. Theon Greyjoy, dude. Theon Greyjoy was a character that I'm so glad that he had a good ending. Like he
Yes,
had a good ending,
same.
and anyone who ended in this third episode had a good ending. Anyone who died in that
Yeah.
episode.
Okay. John, okay. Theon's ending, I loved it. I loved it. Jorah Mormont's ending, super honorable. I
Amazing.
loved his ending as well. I loved his ending. Everybody
The
else,
little girl,
I
what's
don't
her
know.
name? Mormont.
Oh my God,
Lyanna
Mormont's
Mormont,
death
yeah.
was
Dude,
so amazing. That was badass.
all good stuff. Everything good. All like things which I cannot even like. I'm just
Yeah.
like, where the hell was this guy? What's his face? That other Baratheon dude who slept with Arya and then basically
Gendry?
Gendry. What was him, dude? Like he didn't have a role. Like that was his role. Like what Daenerys declaring him as king and stuff. That's it.
I like I no wait sorry what did you say?
Like Daenerys just made him a king or something, and he was just like shun off, you know?
No, she basically told him that he's not a bastard anymore and he's a Baratheon. So he's, I guess he's the heir of whatever the place that Baratheons ran before before Robert Baratheon became the king.
But it was still like he was still like a low-key guy. Like they didn't, man. That's what if they had 10 episodes for the show, like a normal season, they could have done a lot of expansion on some characters.
Yeah, for sure.
I thought like
I
Catelyn
agree.
Stark would come. You know, I was thinking Catelyn Stark would come back because of the God of Many Faces. I was thinking like a lot of things could have happened in the show, but unfortunately, dude, these guys they just fucked up and.
Unfortunately,
They
not
fucked
only
up
did
because it was 6 episodes. I think they just had, I mean, 6 episodes is not enough to, unless they have more screen time. But regardless, I mean, it is what it is.
know what's crazy is that okay, so since okay, first of all, I think the reason they did 6 episodes was because they had budget issues because the a lot of the actors, the main actors like Tyrion, Jon Snow, Cersei, Sansa, freaking, just another character. I think Jaime and did I say Arya? Okay, well, all the main characters that you loved, they were all taking like at least $1.3 million per episode, and that's a lot from the budget already. And then there was like the shit ton of money that they spent on VFX or
Yeah.
CGI. And then there's just a lot of like expenses that come into play, and I feel like that's the only reason they could do six episodes was because like they'd spent so much money on like episode three and then episode five. Like, though I feel like those are really, really expensive episodes. So and they were like movies basically.
There
Like it
were,
was
there were. Episode three definitely was very costly, dude, because
yeah, episode
to
three
shoot,
looked
dude, to
it.
shoot that episode, dude, every scene in that episode, like I said, I could go on talking about the episode, dude. I could go on till like fucking an entire podcast, like I said, but they really invested in that. You could see it, dude. Like, I'm gonna watch that episode again at some point, but
Same. They went all out with that episode, man. That
they
episode
put in they put in like sweat and blood in that. Like
was,
really, they put in a lot of work in that. And
yeah.
that's
Crazy.
the only thing that makes season eight what it is right now. If episode three was not there, dude, just think, what season eight was nothing, dude. Bullshit. Like,
The way like the Night King ended. And the whole like the night like that shit ended. So the thing is, the Night King's buildup was happening since episode one of season one. You know,
yeah.
he was like, "Oh my God, are the like you know White Walkers a real thing? I don't know. We've never seen them. Probably not." And then when everybody starts believing them, and then they actually come, and everybody's like, and then like it was just like it ends in one episode. That's something that was like. I don't know, man. I wish it was a bit more like, you know, I wish it was more like maybe the like after like the battle, maybe the first episode could have been like the battle, and then the Night King sees that he's like losing or something, or he's like he doesn't have enough dead or whatever, and then they retreat, and then maybe the next episode like the war begins again, and then this time like Jon Snow's army is like a lot weaker, and then they're like you know almost losing. And then freaking whatchamacallit, the Night King ends up coming all the way close to Bran, and then the whole Arya thing happens. I think that would have been a bit. I wish they like elongated a bit more. But at the same time, I'm kind of happy that they didn't leave it on a cliffhanger. You know, that
That is
slow motion,
true.
bro. That slow motion was fucking like it was the most. It was like the end of me, man. I was like, yo, man, this slow motion is killing me. Cause
When he
like
walks towards Bran, yeah?
that scene with the music and everything, and then I.
Dude.
Like the red the I keep thinking the Red Witch she almost she tells Arya in like earlier season where she's like you know you're gonna kill people with green eyes brown eyes and blue eyes that's
Who
when
did
I
she
was
kill? Who did she kill, man? Who she killed what's that guy, Frey or whatever?
yeah she killed them
She
she killed a lot of people I think
killed a lot. I thought she really killed Cersei, but
I, if she didn't kill Cersei I wish she had killed Daenerys.
I know, man. Jon Snow, dude. I mean, there's
Bro,
a lot of stuff about the show that's really like, you know,
yeah.
it's beyond words.
You know
It's
what they
really
should
beyond words.
have done? I feel like instead of making Jon Snow kill her, they should have made Arya kill her, and then
Yeah.
Arya is already planning on fucking traveling the seven seas, and you know, and then she would have just like killed the queen, get the fuck out, you know, travel to whatever the fuck is west of Westeros. And like
Yeah.
never to be seen again, okay? And she would have left letters to Sansa, Jon Snow, Bran, like you know, I love you guys. Sorry I had to do this. Yeah, girl's out of this bitch. And I wish they would have.
That would have been solid.
But then Jon Snow could have been the fucking king. Jon Snow is like you know he's not a criminal. He didn't kill the queen. Then he
Yeah.
could have just. Then he could have just been the queen. And. Can we talk about how fucking annoying Grey Worm was? Grey Worm was being such a bitch. Like, I love Grey Worm, like, the past episode seasons. Can you
He
hear me?
was, yeah, I can. Yeah, he was
But,
being
like,
a
I
hoe,
know.
dude. He was being a
Yeah,
hoe.
he was being so annoying, man. And, like, when he was, like, you know, like, being, like, disrespectful to Jon Snow, I was like, what the fuck? Like, what's your deal,
He reminds me of someone we know. I don't want to say the name.
Say it. Cut it out. Just say it.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. If you know it, you know it, okay?
Okay.
Denise.
Oh my God, dude.
You know what I'm talking about?
Wait. Okay, hold on.
You know, like, who would be like that in a situation like this?
Okay, yeah, okay. Okay, do you say guy?
Nay, I said Denny's.
But did you say this person's a guy or a girl?
It's a guy.
Okay, we would both know who it is.
You know
Yeah. That's hilarious.
is? No, we should do it this way. No, we should do it. I'm so sorry, man. I'm gonna cut this part out. Oh my God.
Don't think anybody would get it. Who
Any no, bro. Someone he would. But anyways, that was yeah. He was being a dick, even though he didn't have one.
No,
But
I think, no, the person you're talking about, I feel like that would have been the part where he's like, you know, when like the freaking their uncle stands up and he's like, you know, I'm a war hero, I'm this, I'm that, and then Sansa's like, Uncle, please sit down. That's the guy, that's the
oh, dude, that was so bad.
guy. That
That
would have
was
been him.
so embarrassing, dude. That was so cold. Sansa
Yeah.
was beast on. I think they have really done. Actually, I'm so glad they didn't fuck her character up. Like, she was the fucking female of the show, dude. You know?
I feel like Daenerys was like the main female of the show. Sansa, yeah, the character development's great. She's strong character now, but she's still very fucking annoying. She's very annoying to me. I don't know why.
She is annoying, but they basically show the Starks won in the end. That's the
Yeah.
Game of Thrones was won by the Starks.
Yeah.
So,
Pretty much.
dude, this was the most useless scene, okay? Varys writing something to a fucking raven. What was
I
that?
know. What about that? What
What was
about that?
that? What was I really thought that, dude, I was like, fuck, this is gonna be next level in the next episode. Bro, there was no next level.
I thought he was gonna send those letters out to like other lords, you know, lords of other like freaking like or the wardens of whatever, and everybody would have lost their mind. And he's like sending this to like, you know,
That
Al
little
Jazeera and
girl who was supposed to go to the kitchen and do something, what was
like,
that?
yeah.
What was that, dude?
Oh yeah. What
The bigger
the
the risk, the bigger the reward. What the fuck was all that about?
Oh my God.
And
That's
why?
okay. I never thought that I'd feel bad whenever Varys died, but like when he died, I actually felt bad.
Yeah, I did as well. Because I was fucking.
Bro, that scene where the dragon just pops his head out from behind her, that was fucking brilliant.
That was brilliant. You know the scene where John, dude, you know when John's about to visit Daenerys to kill her? And
Yeah.
Drogon suddenly gets up? Dude, I was like, I didn't see that coming, dude.
Yeah, I did not see
Dude, that
coming
that
either.
was scary. Dude, if it was me walking towards a castle and like a dragon gets up like that, dude,
Yeah.
my heart would give up.
That
Give
was
up,
an
bro.
amazing scene. That was an amazing scene.
That was amazing. Like, really.
What I loved about like the whole like I love that the dragon burned the Iron Throne. I love that. That was
That
very
was
symbolic.
amazing. That I've got to give.
Yeah, I love
But
that.
the entire show's meaning was basically depleted in the last episode.
Yeah.
The Iron Throne.
You know that one, the whole I love the fact that the dragon like, you know, carried her away with him. I just
Yeah.
love that. I don't know why. That's so, I don't know, it's be weirdly beautiful to me. That scene where he just picks her up and he just takes her with him. I
Yeah.
love that. And another thing that was amazing. Okay, you know, I feel like one thing that they could have done, like that would have been crazy, is that after like the dragon saw that like Jon Snow killed Daenerys, he would have like, you know, flamed his ass. But like Jon Snow wouldn't have burnt, and he was like completely in the, and he would his clothes would have burnt off. He would be completely in the nude, and then it would have been the same as that one in the beginning of like, you know, the first season where Daenerys goes into the fire and she comes back in the nude with the dragons. I feel like
Yeah.
it would have been like, I don't know, I feel like that would have been so cool.
I was thinking they would have shown, like, I was thinking the ending would have been like Jon Snow be the king, and they would have more dragon eggs that would have been there because apparently Drogon at one point in the season he flies off to Valyria,
Yeah.
and we don't know if Drogon is a male or a female. So apparently he's been like, or she's been laying eggs somewhere, which
Yeah.
could have been a problem. All that should have been would have been cool, dude. But like, they never showed any of that, dude. This is the most okay, and it's episode 8. I'll tell you the most useless scene. The most useless scene. When Tyrion is arranging the chairs.
Yeah, that was funny. That was like, what the
Kiske,
hell?
gone, what do you want? Like, what the hell is all that about, dude? Are you fucking kidding me? You guys, I think they just did that because they wanted to get some. They were like, you know, we have 3 minutes more. What do we do with this 3 minutes? Oh, yeah, let's make Tiryn arrange the chairs. What the fuck, dude? In 3 minutes, they could have at least like been like, hey guys, so Jon Snow is Aegon Targaryen. Period. That's what we had to tell you. Fucking crazy,
There's
man.
that scene where Brienne writes in the book for Jamie was nice. I like
Yeah,
that.
that was
And
nice. There were commendable parts of the episode as well. Like, whatever
there
happened to
were,
her was good.
you could tell that it was done by the writers of Game of Thrones because there was a lot of scenes that were very Game of Thrones-y, but then at the same time, it was just, it was very underwhelming, I'd say.
Everything was
There, apparently
underwhelming.
there's a petition that 3 million people signed to like redo season 8,
Like that's
and
gonna happen.
yeah, this first of all, that's never gonna happen. First of all, let's get one thing clear: petitions don't ever get jack shit done. We've done them a billion times at university. We've written them. We've signed them. Nothing ever changes. So yeah, now that's out of the way, nobody's ever gonna spend more money just to please these people. They've got their money. They've got they've got their ending. They're okay with it. The actors are okay with it. Let's just fucking forget about it and look forward to the whatchamacallit,
The prequel,
the
guys. Everybody look forward to the prequel.
spin-offs. I just want to
The
know how,
spin-off.
like, maybe now we're gonna know what the fuck like Valyrian steel is made out of. Maybe we'll know what the
Yeah.
hell, like, what's going
Lord, we
on.
will know who the Lord of Light is. We can look forward to Valyria. Like, I wanna know what
Yeah,
the hell was Valyria all about. Like, we're probably gonna see more dragons. We're gonna see more of like the magic side of things.
exactly. We'll know who built the fucking wall. We'll know who Bran the Builder is.
We'll
We'll
see
there's
Aegon Targaryen, bro. Like the actual Aegon Targaryen,
Aegon
who actually
Targaryen.
fought the fucking throne.
Yeah,
So
that's something that I'm psyched for.
it's pretty symbolic of the dragon boarding the throne, though, because the entire throne was basically made by Targaryen, and by that getting burnt off and Jon's head estate, that's basically Jon, because Jon is still Jon. There is no more Targaryens left in the world because Jon is never gonna become a Targaryen now, and like. It's pretty much over.
There was another Targaryen who was in the Night's Watch. Do you remember
Yeah,
that?
yeah,
The
yeah. What's his name? I forgot the name. He was a minister. Aemon
Aemon
Targaryen. Aemon Targaryen, yeah. He was I read about him like on like the Game of Thrones fandom or whatever. Like he basically gave up his name to basically serve as a maester because I think he was feeling threatened. But I could be wrong. People who read the books might know more about it.
He was the Mad King's brother, right?
Something like that. He was him, and then he was that. But anyways, man, everything, dude. Like you know, Robert Baratheon basically predicted this entire thing. That's what they showed in one of the seasons when he was talking to Ned Stark. He was like, "There's a war coming, Ned. I don't know when, but it's coming, because of the Targaryen Queen." Because of Daenerys, like when Ned was like, Daenerys Targaryen is gonna marry Khal Drogo, and then Robert was like, "Fuck, there's a Targaryen that's alive." That's never a good thing. So that all made sense, dude. Like, you know. Well, the show is done, guys, and I hope. I mean, it was a good show for the most of it. We enjoyed the first, I don't know, eight and a half seasons. It is me.
Didn't have season. I'd say so,
I mean,
yeah.
I enjoy the show because it's nice. We all, every the everyone was watching it. We got to discuss it, so that was fun. We got to see, we got a good story at least prior to the fucking eighth episode. So
You
until
know,
there, everything was fine.
I would have never wanted to read the books if season 8 was if season 8 had ended well.
Yeah, same, but.
I don't think I would have cared, but now that the season end is season 8 was like not like that type of okay. First of all, every theory that I've made about Game of Thrones, whenever it was wrong or I wasn't right, I was never like, oh man, shit, my theory's not right. I hate this show. I was always they always like over delivered. It was always like, shit, my theory wasn't right, but this shit is fucking greater than my theory. But like, all the like speculations that like we had for season eight at the end, they were all better than the actual end that we got, you know? So that's why everything was so underwhelming.
Well, what to do, man? This is what
It is what it is. I'm gonna read the books. Hopefully someday in my life I will.
I'm gonna read the books too. And once we read the books, we're gonna make another podcast talking about what happens in the books.
Oh yeah, we should be talking about like the difference between the show and the books.
No, I won't. I don't want to talk about the show anymore after this. But yeah, we can. We can talk about stuff. Yeah, we can actually, because the show is honestly about like one dot when it comes to the books. So yeah, we can
That's
talk about the
all.
differences. But the books are gonna be damn awesome, dude. I'm gonna pretty. We should do like a podcast series on like just the Game of Thrones books, like the first song of A Song of Ice and Fire and stuff like that. But yeah,
Yeah,
that's for
I'm down.
future references, man. We're gonna do that.
I'm down.
Yeah. I guess that's about it, right?
And is there's still, I feel like there's still so much.
There is so much, dude, but dude, we have got a lot of
All
segments.
right, I guess that's it for tonight, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. And this was quite this was nice to talk about. I don't know,
The
I've been
rant
talking
is complete. I feel so good now that it's out of my chest.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's still a lot more venting left, but I don't know. I'm okay. I'm glad I talked to you, man. Like
Yeah.
I like
I
you
had
I
to talk
like
to someone
honestly.
about the show, dude. Like, I had to talk about this. I'm talking to you,
Seriously.
and eventually everyone's gonna listen to this. Hopefully everyone's gonna listen to this. But
Yeah.
yeah, man, it
It's
is what it is.
I'm glad it's over. But yeah, it is what it is. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and if you did, please don't forget to like and subscribe.
Like, subscribe, and share it to your aunts, aunties, mom, and dad.
Yeah, please like, subscribe, and please share it with your friends if you like it. And this is Mohammed Saif. This is El Saifu,
This is
and
Langston 0499. We all love you. Bye.